I'm the big homie now. Don't forget that. I'm the big homie now.
Yo, what up? Episode 48 of the Big Homie's House. We got the homies in the building. Big homie JoJo.
What it do?
Your premiere.
Yes, sir.
How you feeling? You good?
Yeah, I feel great.
You know, shit.
What up?
It's up all the way from Chicago.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Ski. Big homie. Hit.
Standing.
Hit. Damn it. Hit. Play. Hit. Money move. What's up, man?
Cooling. What's happening with it?
Hey, man. What's up? Authentic or nothing. Yeah. What's up? Empress.
Hey.
That's it. That's all we get.
Yeah.
For now.
Red in the cut. That's a scary sight. But look, man, I appreciate all y'all coming, kicking it with the homie, enjoying the homie libations and shit. We try to get everybody lit on this lovely Monday afternoon. Mm-hmm. You dig? So let's get to the porch where we talk about everything that's going on in pop culture, society, music, entertainment, politics, all that hot shit. So last week we seen the homie Dani Lay, I hope I'm saying her name right.
Dani Lay.
How she said she was a yellow bone and that's what he liked. And I was like, okay. But I was watching that video on mute. So when I heard the song, I was like, oh, this some bullshit. But outside of the song, it sounded like some bullshit. The whole I'm a red bone, but I'm really got white ass Hispanic parents.
Oh, God.
What did y'all think about this when you seen this on your timeline?
I was hoping we didn't have to go there.
Yeah, no, we got to.
I'm another fellow yellow red bone Hispanic as well. That was some cap. She didn't have to do it like that.
Both your parents Hispanic?
No, just one.
Just one?
No, my daddy black.
Okay, all right.
He blacker than you.
I'm about to say, yeah. Because we about to start looking at niggas' parents. I see a baby picture of Fat Joe. And I was like, he saying nigga? Fat Joe looked white as fuck as a kid.
He still look white as fuck.
Man, he kind of niggered it out, though, so you can't tell. Yeah, he looked light-skinned.
Right.
You feel me?
Yeah.
But damn, so, like, was she wrong for putting out that song?
Yes.
I don't think she was wrong for putting out the song. I mean, because if that's what her nigga like, that's what her nigga like. And that's what the song was based upon.
What is a yellow bone, though?
A yellow bone is
that a light skin? That's red.
And he's a black man.
She the same color.
He's a black man. It's not a color thing.
Is she not black?
I seen a picture of her parents, but it's shit. I don't
She's
know.
She's not black.
She ain't got no black in her?
I'm not sure, but she doesn't claim to be black.
And folks do be goddamn.
She didn't claim to be black.
They be switching. They be slipping and sliding on their black card. Like one day, they're like, I don't see myself as a black person. Then the next day, nigga.
You know, Black Lives Matter happened.
You know, shit. I'm gonna use these nigga cards up, but I don't know, man. Shit, because I don't really pay that much attention to Dani Lay.
I don't
mean
outside of last week, but shit. So is she invited to the cookout?
Of course not.
Dani Lay, why not?
I'm gatekeeper.
How did she make you feel with that statement?
She didn't make me feel
song?
Any type of way, but my thing is she's beefing with his other baby mama, which is a brown skinned woman, a black woman.
So do you think
and
she
then
made
I
that?
Feel like she put that in there to say that's what the baby like, not her. Mm-hmm. But I feel like it's inappropriate because he has a dark skinned daughter. So okay. I feel like he needs to check his hoe.
So Dani Lay is not yellow bone. We
not
we saying she's not yellow.
She Hispanic?
I think she is Dominican.
She is. Yeah, she said Dominican. She was Dominican and she was Spanish.
Cause I'm about to say Beyonce put out brown skinned girls and niggas loved it. We can't put out yellow bone for.
I mean, Alicia Keys could have.
Yeah, she is.
She's a yellow bone.
She is.
So let's get into the next topic on the porch. And this is when I really got I got a question y'all about this shit, right? So Trump is finally out of office, right? Finally gone. But he on his way out, he had some presidential pardons to let loose on the nation. You know, one of them was Kwame Kilpatrick, one of them was Kodak Black, and another one was Lil Wayne, who we know infamously took the picture with him. The week of the elections. So, now that we know that Wayne got out because of a Trump pardon, was he wrong for taking that picture with Trump? Can we still really judge him for that shit?
And you entitled to your own political. That's what I say.
I'm about, look, I'm,
nigga, I feel like he was trying to support Trump.
Nigga, look, ask me this shit, man. If you gonna judge me for, if it's, are you gonna take this picture with Trump or are you gonna do these 20 years? Nigga, I'm posing in that motherfucker. I'm making up a handshake and all that shit. Nigga, you gonna, what type of Twitter logic is that? You gonna sit in jail because you wouldn't take a picture with the president? What the fuck type of shit is that? Does that even make sense to anybody?
No. I would've took the picture too.
You thinking too hard.
Follow him on Instagram.
But what? Him and he my close friends.
Exactly. Phone number.
And I'ma thank the nigga too, cause
he let you out of jail and you was facing 20 years. You gonna fuck with him.
You gonna fuck with him. Mm-hmm. That's all I'm saying. Niggas got some inherited beef with Trump off some shit they seen on the news. This nigga directly affected these black men's lives. Yeah. Of course you gonna goddamn like that nigga. Mm-hmm. If Trump got me out of jail, that's my best friend. I don't give a fuck.
I'm not gonna say all that.
And I'm gonna slap a nigga about him.
I'ma definitely appreciate him.
I'ma slap a nigga. Trump got one. I'ma slap a nigga about him called if you get a nigga out of jail. I'ma slap one nigga about you.
Yeah, if he was facing a lot.
Oh, okay, slap.
I'ma slap. I'm not gonna go to war for this nigga.
You say you owe him a favor.
He owe a nigga a favor. That's a favor.
Yeah, he ain't gonna pick him over his people.
Yeah,
and those are facts. I mean, he could have.
Well, I don't know.
I mean, from
Wayne.
This point on, he can never fuck with him again. It don't
he
even
be
matter.
Swaying. Why he be swaying? He be swaying sometimes.
What I'm saying is
he be high. He be on drugs. That don't be Wayne all the time. That'll be Wayne all the time. That be Dwayne.
Dwayne.
Okay. But yeah, Kodak Black got out as well. He sent a Trump a personal thank you. But shit, Kodak Black's still in trouble. He still got to deal with some other legal shit. So
yeah, and he had a song talking about my favorite president.
If Trump got a nigga out of jail, that would be my favorite president too.
That's what he said.
Nah, he ain't said that.
I don't think he said that.
He said something else.
What did he say?
I think he said his favorite presidents are still on money. I think that's something he said.
Oh, okay. Something
along those lines.
I heard my favorite president and I heard Trump.
He said something like that. Probably she right though.
I can't quote him directly, but I think he said his favorite president is still on the money.
I had just heard it.
And Trump not on the dollar.
Oh. Yeah, he said his favorite president on the money.
If Trump on your money, your money fake.
Is hell.
Mm. Anyway, it was also while we're here, we gotta give a special shout out to the big homie Money Move who had his song played this weekend after the Buccaneers beat the Green Bay Packers. They had the Super Bowl in Tampa, Florida, the first team to host the Super Bowl as a home game. Mm-hmm. That shit crazy.
What a coincidence.
So shout out to Money Move. And I had to say this here before we get to talk about the sports aspect of it. Mm-hmm. You know, a few years ago, Scooter had this song called Julio that was played in the Falcons games, right? Young Dro had Dome Ain't Got No Roof. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying, Hitting is the perfect song for the Falcons to adapt for their defense.
Oh, God.
Because what defense be doing? They be hitting. Ryan Cameron, I'm looking at you, buddy.
Come on, hitting.
Ryan Cameron, look.
Hit it to him.
Terry Fontenot, the new GM, Arthur Smith. Look, Julio. I know you be out here, Julio. We need that shit.
Yeah,
we need that money move in the Georgia Dome, the Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
Yeah.
We need that hitting playing in Mercedes-Benz Stadium.
For sure.
So definitely shout out to Money Move on that. That's big though. Mm. But everybody in here into sports, right?
Shit, I am somewhat.
Yes, sir.
So let's talk about these. You gonna sit this one out? So let's talk about these playoff games this past weekend. So were y'all expecting the results that we got? I'm be honest, I thought Green Bay was gonna win.
I did. Only because he was playing Tom Brady, and you know, Tom Brady, you know, his whole legacy of cheating being us.
As a Cowboy fan, that's really bold of you to say.
The Cowboys don't be cheating.
They should. They should start.
Oh!
They should start. They should Money Move in my line.
They need some help.
We ain't even gonna go there. We're gonna talk about Tom Brady and how the league fucked with him and how Tampa Bay, the Super Bowl is in Tampa Bay. He played for Tampa Bay and now they in the Super Bowl. Tom Brady was playing against Aaron Rodgers. It's two GOATs. It wasn't supposed to go like that.
But Tom Brady making 10 Super Bowls is definitely an iconic thing that I think we got to recognize.
He's a legend.
That is,
yeah, he is.
That's LeBron has made 10 finals appearances as well. So, shit, I think they kind of in the same conversation. That's dope for both of them individuals. But
those are facts. The way it happened.
Legends in their own sport for sure.
Definitely the way it happened with sus. If you have Aaron Rodgers and you, it's third down, you pass the ball when you can run that motherfucker on in, that shit is sus to me.
Or when it's fourth and goal.
And you kick a field goal. That shit don't make sense to the homies, man. Am I lying?
No, you ain't lying.
Red, am I lying? That makes sense.
Nah, you ain't lying, dog.
It was 2 minutes left.
And they get that bitch back to Tom Brady. Trigger. And he ran the motherfucking clock out.
Why you think that was?
Niggas got overconfident because if they had a stop, it would have made sense. But they didn't get the stop. Tom Brady going to go to another Super Bowl, kind of add more sauce to his legacy, but he going up against the young GOAT, Patrick Mahomes.
The first time that they ever brought it to the home team.
The Falcons was close 1 year.
Yeah, they was one game away.
That's why I lost all my money.
They was one game away. I remember that shit, but goddamn Falcons.
I didn't like the way that game ended. I ain't even gonna lie to y'all. That was some cap. Aaron Rodgers should have went for it. Fourth and goal. He should have went for it instead of that field goal for sure. It was only 2 minutes left. I think that's some cap.
Yeah. It is some cap. It's definitely some cap.
It's some cap because you looking on you basing that off of a stop, but you going against Tom Brady.
Tom Brady hard. You can't leave the defense on the field like that. So shout out to Tom Brady. Shout out to the Kansas City Chiefs. I know I got a lot of crazy ass Kansas City Chiefs fans that fuck with me. So shout out to y'all. Y'all going back to the Super Bowl.
Congratulations.
But my money is on the young GOAT, Patrick Mahomes.
I'm fucking with him.
You fucking with him?
Yeah, I'm fucking with him.
Okay. All right. Cool. So Miss JoJo, you got any topics you wanna spread to the homies?
So I was actually gonna talk about the game. Mm-hmm. All right. I was gonna discuss how it was some cap and how, you know, the coach basically ultimately made the decision on them kicking a field goal instead of going for it, right? Yeah. So I had a question. Do y'all think poorly run organizations prevents athletes from being successful?
Hell yeah. Yes. Yes. Look at the Falcons.
I'm saying, like, not only just NFL, but NBA. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yes, the coaches. Look at the Falcons. Look what the Cavs used to be before LeBron made up with Dan Gilbert.
Life, like, just life period with sports. Like, if the organization, if the coaches and shit ain't right, then you can have people that's great under them, but they can't, like, reach their full potential. You know what I'm saying? If the coaching ain't.
Yeah.
Or the organization ain't doing shit.
Yeah.
Because in the NBA, a lot of the times, the coaches like to, you know, set the plays up. But if you tell LeBron to run a certain play and he don't think that that's what's going to happen, I mean, he don't think that that's the right move, he don't switch that shit up.
Yeah, it's got different to. With him.
Probably. I mean, but that's LeBron.
Kobe, Michael Jordan.
It's goddamn up. So, but yeah.
So do y'all think that the coaches are necessary? Do you think the coaches are actually doing their job as coaching, or do you think that the athletes are doing the coaching?
Oh, no, I'm not coaching.
It depends, though. Because when LeBron won that ring in Cleveland, when they beat the Warriors, did they win because of Tyronn Lue or with Tyronn Lue?
No.
Like I said, with LeBron, it's different. Anywhere he go, it's up. You know, he really controlling a lot to do with everything on every end. Well, LeBron is different, but the coaches, though, is definitely coaching. There's some coaches that got 11 rings, you feel me, shit like that, because they going crazy like that.
Yeah. I feel that. But are you going to say LeBron in particularly, or are you going to say the star of the team?
I'm saying LeBron. LeBron specifically.
LeBron is that nigga.
He a different, like, Kobe probably wouldn't need no coach either.
Like,
and
LeBron
Michael Jordan as well.
Michael Jordan.
But he listened, though, to Phil. That's LeBron different, though. That's different.
LeBron, big different. Because, nigga, if niggas don't remember, they fired, what's his name? They fired the other coach in the middle of that season when the Cavs won and switched over to Tyronn Lue. Mm-hmm. So it was like, They have the coach wasn't all the way there. Their coaching staff was kind of fucked up, but they still won a championship.
Right. I feel that. I mean, I feel the same way, though. I feel that the coaches have a huge part of teams losing, just like as in like the Packers losing last night. I feel like the coach had a huge part of that because Aaron Rodgers was supposed to make that, was supposed to put his foot down and be like, nah, we ain't doing that.
We're not doing that sucker shit.
This is what we're doing. I'm Aaron motherfucking Rodgers.
Yeah.
Pulling my stats. This is what's going on.
Yeah.
And I do feel like that should have took place, but that's either here or there. But yeah, that's what I wanted to talk about today.
Okay. I appreciate that. But shit, let me goddamn, I got a question for everybody here, right? So we all deal in relationships. We all deal in like in life in general and shit, right? So when you are dealing with somebody, like say you just start talking to a chick, you start talking to a nigga, but they got a best friend that's the opposite sex of them. Does your relationship have to supersede that friendship?
Supersede.
Shit.
Hell yeah.
My girl ain't having no best friend or no opposite sex.
Supersede.
I'm just saying, so like
mine personally.
My scenario, like and this is my homegirl. This is my homegirl, I fuck with her. And if you got a nigga and I've been fucking with you, I'm not even gonna call your phone after goddamn a certain time. Hmm. Like, damn, now I'm not gonna call you after 7-8 o'clock.
You talking about you being a friend?
Yeah, me being a friend.
Okay.
Because
you're gonna respect.
Yeah, I'm gonna respect those boundaries.
Women don't respect those boundaries.
They don't.
Why not?
Y'all don't ask me. Because you're my friend. Answer the phone. Hello.
That's how they be feeling. No cap.
No, that's how they be feeling.
Why? Ladies, why are y'all like that?
Feel like they're like a second girlfriend.
Facts.
Females.
Yeah, because that's my best friend.
I feel like men respect boundaries, women don't. And that I was just talking about that on Clubhouse earlier.
What were you talking about on Clubhouse earlier?
I'll tell you.
The question was, somebody was saying like men be trying to come on to the women. But I think it's the
men
other
come
way.
On, you said men come on
to
women
the,
in relationships?
In a friendship. But I was disagreeing with that. I feel like men... They could know, oh yeah, I would fuck with her. But I'm not, you know, she just look at me like a friend, so I'm not pressing the gas on that.
Fuck you, bitch. That's not your...
Say that again.
You hear me? Look, you gotta know how I hit her, man. They gonna hit you, hold your best friend. You better watch
them. You gotta be honest though, because it's
best friend will fuck.
It's if the nigga had the opportunity. Now, if some of my homegirls and they threw the pussy at me, I'm like, nah, no.
You but some of them, because them niggas ain't on.
No,
look at you. He said no.
It's no, but some of them I would.
He might hit them. He over here capping too. He gonna hit her too.
Like, damn.
Damn, man.
But y'all friends.
I feel like you should be able to fuck your friends.
I done had sex with a friend before.
Yeah.
I have.
You let your friend beat?
No, I didn't let my friend beat. Me and my friend had sex. What can you talk about?
It's the same thing! She said clean it up!
Okay, but what I'm saying is after that happened, we were still friends. It never happened again.
That's
but
great.
Y'all gotta understand that
that's
sex
great.
Is just
Shout
sex.
Out to him. Shout out to him. That's iconic. You said what?
Sex is just sex.
It's just sex.
Yes.
So look.
Like, that's cool. If you my friend, I'm sorry. We friends. We obviously are friends. Okay? We can't be together. We know we can't be together. We ain't got no type of nothing else going on, but we got that physical attraction. And we hanging out and shit. And we just, one day it just happened. Shit, my bad. Shit, this shit happened. You still my nigga.
Let's go play Madden.
Let's go play Madden.
Until someone catches
feelings.
Yeah. But that don't happen.
Nine times out of ten, it's the woman.
That's what I'm saying. That's not true. I just want to platonically eat pussy. Sometimes, but that's yeah. but if you my friend, you ain't finna be on that because you gonna know we're off rip that she cap and that she did. No, like we cool.
So you and that nigga still friends?
Yeah. Yeah.
Shout out to you, buddy. You got your own star. You're a superstar.
My nigga, bro.
Yeah.
Let's meet again.
Yeah, no. Did it happen again? Did it, just one time?
Nah, yeah, it just happened at one time. But it was
y'all
like,
was drunk?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was drunk.
Yeah, okay. That's you. Would you let your friend beat?
He's not my friend.
That wasn't a question. Would you let your friend beat?
He's no longer my friend.
So nigga gonna lose a friend? He gonna lose a friend because of sex?
I
don't like to mix the thing. And this is the thing. People were saying on Clubhouse earlier, yeah, women and men can't do that. But women and women do it all the time. And I don't like that either.
What?
They do, though.
Girl, a lot of these best friends, they be bumping pussies.
But you know that, like, a best friend, like, they will have a threesome with another nigga.
I don't
like,
condone
oh,
that.
You my girl, you my best friend. We finna go fuck this nigga. That happens all the time. I'm not saying me. I'm saying, but that's what takes
clean
place.
Clean it up.
Right, let me. It's not me, but I'm God just saying damn. Women do that. Who's best friends? They feel more comfortable with. You know what I'm saying? Like my homegirls, they see me. I walk around naked all the time, and I answer FaceTime like, "What's up?" They be like, "Bitch, put some clothes on." No, that's how best friends work. Your best friend never seen you naked?
Yes. Okay. I'm not doing that.
Shit. I don't give a
you
fuck.
You be covering up around your best friends?
I don't care for bitches. I'm not into bitches. I don't want
to I don't
see
do it
me.
For I don't do it I for the bitches.
You had the right night on some 1942.
I'm straight. I like men.
I like men as well. But what I'm saying is I feel comfortable around my best friend. So mm-hmm. I don't care about being naked around
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that's just her comfort level.
Right. But what I'm saying is other bitches feel that exact same way. They feel comfortable with their bitch, and they want to fuck another nigga with a bitch, and they don't like bitches. So the bitch that they going to bring in is their best friend who they know the best, is what I'm saying.
This is my personal issue. I feel like some girls actually befriend me because they want to fuck me.
Oh, my and God.
That kind of...
Girls do that, too?
Yes. That upsets me. That upsets me because I wouldn't let him get away with doing that, because right. That's manipulative.
No,
don't befriend me just to fuck me.
No, those are
so, hold on. Wait a minute. Y'all don't... So, a nigga... How do a nigga need to approach it if I can't befriend you before I fuck?
No, don't befriend me to fuck me.
It's a difference. Like
just
you
to fuck.
So when I see you out in public, you got all this ass beluga and everywhere.
You just saying you ain't gotta act like you a friend. Just be one thing.
Right.
So
right.
When I see you out in public with all this ass everywhere, I'm gonna say, damn, baby, I'm just trying to beat your cheeks off.
Out the gate, y'all gonna say that's offensive.
Well, look at him.
You ain't gotta come like that.
Yes, he's over there. He's a studio audience. Studio audience.
I'm weak.
You gotta say it like that.
How niggas supposed to say it?
Basically, though, you gotta goddamn...
It's a way to say it.
Say that.
Don't be like, damn, sure, I'm trying to fuck.
You gotta,
you gotta
be clear
that.
On your
but
intentions
you can be clear
people.
That you're trying to fuck.
Yeah. Yeah, be clear on your intentions at all times.
You can definitely do that. But I get what you're saying, like... You know, don't be friendly. I'm not saying with my homegirls off rip when I meet you and we just now becoming friends, here go my titties in the camera.
Yeah.
No. But what I'm saying is after a while, you get comfortable with people
yeah.
and you can do that. But most of the time, that's what the fuck take place. Like, bitches be trying to be on that with a nigga. Like, it be these celebrity ass niggas and these mm-hmm. athletes and shit that be on that.
Yeah.
And they want that money. They want that flight. They want that. And if they want a threesome, they gonna figure it out. So I don't like bitches. So if I don't like bitches, the only bitch that I do like... Is you, bitch. We gonna have to figure it out and we gonna do it.
No, for real.
And that's just, them just facts.
That's funny as fuck.
That's just real.
So, while I was talking about best friends and shit, I got a perfect segue into the next question, right?
Okay.
So, you know, selling pussy is way more popular. It's more popular in 2020 than it has ever been, right?
Those are facts.
So, say you got a homegirl. So, say nigga in a relationship, right? But he got a homegirl to sell pussy. If he buys some pussy from her, is that cheating or is that supporting black business?
First of all, you know good and damn well it's both of them. Shit. You're doing both at the same time. Cheating is for black business.
So do y'all support prostitutes or not? What the fuck?
I support prostitutes, but not my nigga fucking a prostitute. What? You got pussy, free pussy at the house. You finna pay for pussy? That money coming out of my house?
Your household?
I'll buy a hoe for my nigga.
Girl, I ain't buying shit for my nigga.
I will.
Damn,
why?
Shit?
I don't know. I just you will. Right. I like it.
But you can't just...
You want to watch your nigga fuck other
you
bitches?
For free? That's why you need a girl best friend. You want to do it with you. What I'm saying, you got to pay nobody. Just get a best friend that's a girl, and then y'all can fuck them together.
See, I don't care for women, though. I'm odd. But I don't want you touching me.
But you gonna... But, oh, so you'll pay the girl to fuck your nigga and you gonna watch?
Okay, okay.
She gonna be in the corner with that click liquor 6000. Wearing them batteries out.
Girl, you gonna jump in that motherfucker so fast.
Rubbing titties and all that
you gonna,
shit.
You gonna get in on it.
She a real one.
You gonna get in on it. You say that. Have you done it before?
Mm-mm, not yet.
I'm telling you right now, when it happened, call me, because you're going to be like, girl,
I ain't going
to jump in.
She
going to
want to jump in.
And she was crazy.
She going to want to jump in that motherfucker.
I was looking at it. It looked so good. I had to jump in.
I mean, I'll probably help hold some butt cheeks open. That's jumping in.
Nah, then next thing you know, it's a finger or tongue slipping that motherfucker.
We'll help her. Uh-huh.
Next thing you know, you eating ass.
No.
Damn. No.
You wouldn't eat ass?
You
no.
Just go throw that right on in there.
You wouldn't eat ass.
But it's a lot of women eating ass nowadays, but I wouldn't.
Eating niggas' asses?
Yeah.
I'm talking about women ass. How we get on
it's
nigga
ass?
It's
a lot of women eating ass.
First of all, niggas can't even wipe their ass properly, and you eat their ass.
How do you know?
How
do
you know? How do you know?
Because I've been in niggas' houses. They ain't got no flushable wipes, nigga. That's how I know. You got to get in there. You need some wipes.
You can judge a nigga by his bathroom for sure.
Thanks.
For sure.
We don't keep him flushable.
You got to. Yeah. Especially you a big nigga. How you going to get in there?
No flushes.
Nah, dude. Nigga. I got the motherfucker, the shower head, the motherfucker that turn.
You got the...
I be cleaning my shit, nigga.
So after every time you shit, you take a shower. Or you got what's that shit called?
I shower about twice a day, shit. In the summer, three times a day, nigga, because it be hot, nigga, be sweating. I swear to God, in the summer, I'm showering. I can go out to Walmart and come back home. I'm showering because I'm been sweating in a cough about 45 minutes.
Damn.
Big nigga shit.
Big nigga shit.
Red, I'm lying. Red, look.
I keep around cool temperatures though. So
I got a sweat rag in the car now.
He said a sweat rag. He walk around with a little white towel on his head.
No matter how cold it is outside, keep your AC running.
So when you have sex, you sweat? Because that's nasty as fuck.
Who, I hate I mean, when it's too
who
hot.
Who don't sweat when they have sex?
If you don't sweat. If you make sure you it's like cool enough.
What type of cool?
Like you got sweat?
You got a fucked up perspiration system.
Once we start dripping, I want you off of me.
I'm talking about drip sweat.
Get off of me.
Not drips. Not nigga sweat drips.
Like a little sexy.
My body be like clammy.
Yeah, a little sexy.
But I don't
sweat.
Be dripping like.
Yeah, no, it be like a little
drip.
Like,
drip. It's time to take a shower. Say,
hey, it's man, time to stop.
Wrap it up. Take a break. Take a little break. I don't want you dripping in.
Need some Gatorade.
That should be a good workout.
It is.
Well, workout over.
Okay, turn that AC on blast.
Mm-hmm. Right. You having sex in under a fan?
What I'm telling you is, like next time you have sex, don't sweat on the bitch, please. Because she probably telling her
homegirl.
Shit,
she was sweating too. Fuck you.
Oh, well. Like, a nigga was sweating one time.
Like two holes in the pen.
That was disgusting.
Think about it. let that sizzle in your spirit.
Never mind. You caught that?
You said the nigga said what?
He was sweating on top of me. He sweated in my mouth like it dripped in my mouth.
You wouldn't think about swallowing that, huh?
It was a new level of freaky.
First
of
all, it was salty.
It was
that's
disgusting.
Nasty as hell.
So that's when I started asking where my cum at. Yeah, time to nut.
Please.
Come on, let's go. Get off of me.
That shit nasty.
Was he fat?
Yeah, he was fat. She was a big nigga.
So
he was
chance.
Big boned.
You fat niggas, huh?
That's what he
told on himself, huh?
Big niggas got bread.
What?
I hate when...
Look, big niggas got bread.
What? What the fuck they got to do with this thing?
I like men.
I
just like men.
Oh, she like all sizes.
Yeah, I don't discriminate.
I feel that. I do.
She discriminate.
For sure.
Which ones you like?
I like all men, but I don't like Asian men.
Damn!
Oh, I discriminate like
racist?
That. I discriminate like that. I just meant like
man.
Based upon size, I don't discriminate.
What if a white person said that shit?
I went to prom with a white guy.
We ain't doing all
and
that.
He was fine as hell. He was fine as hell. And no, we did not have sex.
Brad.
But he was fine as hell. Spencer.
Oh,
he was white as shit. That nigga played lacrosse, didn't he?
No, he ran track. He was fast as fuck. He was like, he I ain't gonna say what he was like, but.
Shout out to Spence.
You didn't get Spencer no coochie?
Nah.
You didn't give him none of that colors on the coochie?
In high school, I was a saint.
Only?
Now look at you. What?
No, just went. Nah, for real though. Yeah, I discriminate a little bit. Not to the brothers though.
Yeah, I don't do that. That's what I meant by I don't discriminate.
Yeah, I'm gonna marry me a nigga for sure. For sure.
All right, okay. We only know if you can say nigga all the way, man.
You got me fired up. Daddy. Dad, let them know you black as hell. Yeah, my daddy black. I grew up in a black household.
What y'all have on New Year's Day?
To eat?
Yeah.
I wasn't with them on New Year's.
Ah, you weren't black enough.
My family black enough.
I was working on New Year's.
If you black, you eating black eyed peas and collard greens.
And fried chicken. I know what you're supposed to eat for good luck. But my dad, he is from Lexington, Mississippi. Like, I'll go visit home now and it'd be a motherfucking horse, not just
a horse,
a deer.
Oh,
swinging like this, open, just like meat guts gone.
Oh, he shot that motherfucker himself,
gutted it, all that shit. Oh, and we having deer sausage for dinner tonight. That's what goes on.
That deer ain't
I like deer though.
Yeah, deer's good.
Deer is nice.
Deer sausage is fine. All right. But that's not the only thing he eat. He's rabbit. He eats quail.
Y'all ate dolphin.
Real countryman.
What the fuck?
That's my family right there. She describing my family.
Yeah.
Nigga said he eat dolphin.
No, I said
I haven't tried no dolphin.
Who eats dolphin?
Fried dolphin, y'all never had that.
First of all, who's out here killing dolphins?
I done had that shit. I was saying the same shit when I ate it. I said, damn, is that shit legal?
They killing dolphins.
Where'd you eat a dolphin at?
Florida
where?
Fried dolphin.
That's dolphin seem like it'd be rough as hell.
It sounds like
that shit
it sounds like it was like
texture.
It was fried. It was tender. That motherfucker. You ever ate
dolphins?
Alligator?
Alligator?
Mm.
I love gator meat.
It's kind of just like, yeah, gator meat.
Hit. Yeah, I love
gator. What about shark?
I never had that.
I've had shark.
I like eating shit that could eat you. Like, nigga, payback's a motherfucker, huh?
Funny as hell.
Revenge is a motherfucker, huh? Okay. Like, chomp down on your ass. But I got another question for y'all, right? So, do y'all think parents should discuss their sex life with their kids?
What do you mean?
I ain't trying to hear. I ain't trying to hear about my mama getting her back beat out.
Yeah, you mean like actual physical?
Like, damn, I just sucked the hell out of that nigga. No, I'm not trying to hear that shit.
No,
I don't want to hear about.
What the hell? Where you get that question from?
Twitter.
So,
oh, Lord.
I'll say this.
Nah, all the way.
That's a big no.
So, me and my mom are actually close, right? No, me and my mom close.
Oh, no.
She will never tell me anything about her sex life. And I wouldn't, like, go into detail with my sex life with her. Like, yeah, this is what I did. I was all on top of that shit. No, I ain't gonna do that. But I'd be like, I fucked last night. And she'd be like, oh, my God. I didn't want to hear that, but I'll tell her that because that's my mama.
I don't even cuss around my mama yet.
Yeah,
I don't even cuss around my mama.
Okay, let me
different
say
different got different relationships.
I was going to say, so I have a biological mother and I have a mother who raised me.
Mm-hmm.
So my biological mother, who I wasn't around all the time, but she is like we're damn near one and the same. So I feel like I can talk to her as a friend. Like I can be like, yeah, I fucked that nigga. But my mother who actually raised me, I wouldn't be like, yeah, fuck that nigga. I'd be like, hey, mom, I had sex and I have some questions about it type of thing. But I ain't never going to just...
Different relationship.
Yeah, I respect my folks too much to just be telling them what the fuck I got going on. But it's just a different... That shit...
I don't agree with it, but I feel like even if I were to do it, I feel like it'd still be a double standard based upon me being a daughter. Like, I feel like y'all can always say... shit with y'all dad.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I fucked that girl.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Now imagine
good
me
job,
talking
son.
To my dad saying,
yeah,
hey, I was fucking this nigga.
I told my dad in high school, nigga, you ain't getting no pussy.
Like, he doubted you.
Doubted me, damn.
What did I say for ATL? Uh-huh.
I got some cutty last night.
He ain't
getting
no cutty.
He ain't getting no cutty.
With your scrawny ass. Don't forget with your scrawny ass.
Bro, every time I see a nigga post that shit, the picture of the nigga eating cereal on Twitter, I post a picture of the uncle.
You ain't get no cutty.
Why is he so offended? I'm the only one who's supposed to be getting cutty around
that
here.
That nigga was mad as hell.
Ain't nobody getting cutty. The only person getting cutty around here is me. I get the booty. I get the draws.
That shit funny as hell. I'm mad everybody know about that shit.
Not for real. But that question though,
that's a wild one.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Don't do it.
I don't want to hear nothing about my mama's sex life at all.
I don't either.
Mm-mm. I don't want to hear nothing
or my
about
dad.
My child.
Ooh, or my child.
Even if I was the parent.
Yeah, them facts.
What?
I want you to say certain things, you know, be, feel comfortable to say certain things, but I don't
so y'all
want
gonna
to
have
like,
to talk with the
oh yeah, mom was having, I was sucking dick.
Yeah.
Like,
don't tell me.
What?
Because I'm about to slap the shit out you.
Well, shit, sometimes some people
who
go.
Who taught you that?
Some people go, chill.
Who taught you that?
Who taught you that? How you know how to suck some dick?
I was looking at your Twitter.
I get it from my mom.
I ain't posting shit on Twitter about sucking dick. I ain't posting shit about nothing. Don't nobody know about nothing.
I was seeing, I heard some stories about like some mother daughter stripper teens. Y'all heard about them?
I actually know a girl. I know a girl, and her mom is still a stripper. She's my age, and her mom is still
she
a
can't
stripper.
Be no successful stripper. She's still goddamn stripping.
Nah, sometimes the money is good. You just don't
know. Now, I'm not going to say nothing else because I sat up here and said, I know the girl. He going to say
okay,
that.
Okay, that's facts. But the fact that you won't say nothing afterwards, that said enough.
Oh, Lord. You ain't I'm not talking about your mama.
She's going to be watching it. You said my mama can't take ass.
I ain't saying shit.
I ain't saying shit.
That's
shit
a cap.
Going on, though,
nah,
up.
No, that's for real, but
that's different.
That's a cap.
What's different?
I just don't.
I mean, people hustle is people hustle. Shit. She learned from her mama. Her mama on the pole, she on the pole. Her mama making money probably provided for her, so she like, shit. That's all life. I know. Yeah. So let me do it. Now they both. Her mama worked the day shift.
What is
she
the age
night
that that you're supposed to retire from being a stripper?
When your titties down here.
I feel like the ones that really be doing this shit, run their little bag up real quick and get out and start doing other shit that don't require them having to be there every night to work.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen a lot of strippers getting in the trucking.
But it's like sometimes the money just be so easy and the money just be so good. It's like, why not?
Everyone's not investing neither. So I think that's the problem.
A lot of people, you got to understand that. A lot of people who go into stripping because they have nothing else. Not saying everybody is that way, but you got to understand that some people are that way. Like, they have nowhere else to go. So they decide to strip. And if the money is good, that's all they know. Why would I stop making money if I'm making money?
I feel like they feel they have nowhere else to go.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah, they feel that way.
You do have somewhere else to go, ladies.
And those are facts.
To church, bitch. Oh, get out. Get out.
Stop playing with
Jesus
me.
Saves. You don't.
Yo, that's funny as hell.
All right, next question. So while we talk about strippers, should you be soliciting money from men online while you're in a relationship?
That depends on your relationship.
Yeah.
I feel like if I got a girl and she online asking niggas for $20, I feel like I failed.
$20?
Someone told me
your
that
girl got down.
I've never
fuck
asked
up
for
that
$20.
Shit. Your girl getting dumb bread on her OnlyFans. I'm talking about nigga. Only more money than you. Hold on. She getting more bread
than
you.
Are we talking
about...
How would
you feel about that shit?
Like, say she getting... Yeah. Are we talking about OnlyFans? Are we talking about DMing?
I was talking about, like, the regular shit. I don't got a problem.
Shit?
Like, bitches
like DMing,
just... No.
Like,
bitches just be soliciting for money, like...
Twerk videos.
Yeah, not even twerk videos. Cash App in my DM. Just Cash App a queen.
Asking for some money.
Cash App a queen.
Make your bitch look broke, man.
Yeah, look, man, money move. I'm glad you said that. Please say that shit again.
Just asking niggas for cash.
Like niggas, it's I'm pretty.
My
them
bitch
cash,
be asking
them cash
at
rooms
cash
on Clubhouse
shit,
be filled. Them bitches just be cash at.
I'm not gonna
queen.
Lie. I've been called on stage. I don't say nothing. But they be like, what's your cash out? I'll hit them with a PCR.
No, but that's cool, though.
You're not asking.
I'm just saying, if you're in a full-deal relationship with a nigga, woo, like he said, yo, bitch.
But I'm not
like,
asking, though.
Okay,
even
but
if
what
I'm
saying
single,
is, okay.
If you...
So, if she dude, asking she for money,
if she asking for
saying,
money,
she not saying she broke, but
no, you're broke. That is saying you
why
broke.
She can't just get no extra money.
I'm not gonna say she's broke. I'm just gonna say it's giving off broke.
It's giving poor,
man. Cause
okay,
your bitch shouldn't
gotta,
even be in need of no
how,
extra.
Because I wouldn't want my
money.
Man out here asking folks for money, especially just
I'm
hey
just
y'all,
saying,
cash
what you need.
Just so you can have extra
y'all,
money.
Y'all niggas be stingy like.
It's your bitch though. I ain't talking about
care.
A random bitch.
Let's just be honest though. Your girl, she done already done asked you for a lot already. She doing too much at
if
this
it's
point.
My girl,
you're
she
not
ain't gotta ask no other nigga for nothing. Ever. If it's my
Red, are we lying?
What I'm saying though is what's wrong with more money?
It depends. Like, no, all money ain't good money.
More money, but find another way to get it.
Get another job.
How is she doing it, though, exactly? Like,
Cash App a queen.
It's all kind of ways.
Cash App me.
Yes.
All kind of ways.
You posted your Cash App online asking niggas for money.
You just can't be asking niggas for money.
Like, exactly. But I'm saying, that shit is poor. That is poor.
What about
poverty pussy?
What about $10? What about $10 for promo?
Man,
what?
Online.
No, that's
business.
Work.
That's business. But work. See, she should do that rather than just saying, hey,
no, saying, that's
Cash
like
up
like
queen.
Okay, how about this? How about this? It's my birthday. Cash, here go my
that's
Cash
your birthday.
Up.
That's your birthday.
To me, that, like, I hate when people bash that. It's my birthday. That's the same as motherfuckers putting a dollar on your shirt. Like,
yeah.
It's my birthday.
So it's
but
different.
If you're just online asking niggas for money.
Okay. If I just popped on there right now, it's not my birthday today. None of that. And I'm just like, hey, y'all, Cash App a queen. I...
Like, damn, bitch, you down bad.
Cash App a queen.
I ain't even saying that. Like, do you got a boyfriend or something?
No.
So you can do what the fuck you want?
But I'm not doing that.
But if you have a... But I'm saying, if you have a nigga, you're in a committed relationship. Y'all... kissing
that
every
what
night.
I'm saying,
I don't
like
think my
that,
man would approve of me doing
nobody,
it.
Nobody wants that shit. Now, if you in, if you was in the OnlyFans,
because
was you, in,
the
on, was you in the OnlyFans before I got in a relationship with you, or was you just down bad?
You got to accept the OnlyFans if that was there before.
If she, if you was OnlyFans bitch before
you
I got with
know
you,
know what you getting into? Shit.
You knew loved her for that
eat,
shit.
If that she eat.
But if you was just, if shit was just getting worse and worse in life for you, and you just like, fuck it, I'm about to just show my pussy hole on OnlyFans, because shit, I don't got nothing else to do.
That shit funny as hell.
I'm like, damn, we got to find you another talent. We got to find you another skill.
Okay, I feel that.
Because now I feel like you're desperate.
Okay. Okay.
Like, if your niggas just started selling drugs out of nowhere, he wasn't a drug dealer before you got with him, but now he's just selling drugs. He trying to be goddamn...
he's an entrepreneur.
No, he's trying to be... What was the nigga from Narcos?
He's an entrepreneur.
He's trying to be Pablo Escobar. He's trying to be Pablo Escobar out of nowhere. That nigga was a school teacher. Now he want to goddamn sell drugs. You're not going to accept that shit.
Yeah. Shit, I
get
might.
Your stupid ass out the street.
I might.
Getting enough. I might
because you wasn't doing
school
enough for
teacher.
You as a teacher. Do something else.
Drug dealer, then he's going to lose his benefits if he get caught. I can't do that.
He ain't making no money
I need
anyway.
You to stay in your lane.
He ain't making no money as a teacher.
It depends. Is he
saying
that? Mean he
streets,
needs to be
sir.
Doing, you know, trying to elevate in that field. Stay
yeah.
in your lane.
I ain't never going
to
steer my nigga to do some illegal shit.
If he not yeah. already doing illegal shit. Boy. Now,
look
if he's already
look
doing
at him,
illegal
look at him. You bullshitting.
I'm not going to steer him to do no illegal shit.
You're
going to
guide him.
But
gonna
I'm
going to
support his decision.
You're just going to put the you're gonna put the gram of weed on the dresser.
Behind my man.
A gram?
Sell me this weed.
Let me see your work ethic.
Okay.
I would like one marijuana, please.
Okay.
You fucking narky. talking shit like that. God damn. I'm just saying, if you shouldn't be begging online.
No, don't beg for no money. That's just...
Lady,
that's
please dirty. Stop begging on Clubhouse for money. Because that's rude.
That's dirty.
Yeah.
Doing?
Yeah, go ahead and bless us.
Go ahead and bless the queen.
I remember
I'm sending you to the Gulag King.
Yeah, I'm sending you to the Gulag.
I remember one night I was in the fucking Mezo. And bitches was showing, they were showing the goods on there, you know,
the
PTR
goods.
And the goods and shit. So I'm like, yeah, we're gonna bless the queens that was doing that shit, send you Cash App. Maybe it was goddamn probably, let's just say five women that participated. Mm-hmm. I got about 20 Cash App requests. Where are these extra bitches come from?
I right. gotta get in there.
The bottom.
Yeah.
Get in
you wasn't even participating, bitch.
They came in through the gulag.
Y'all the
they say he blessing folks.
Y'all the hoes that be in the club scraping the money up with your feet.
Oh my God.
They be the ones standing in the middle of the sections.
Damn.
Wiggling.
Now, them bitches be out there now.
Them bitches be wiggling.
The stragglers.
The stragglers.
Yeah.
We're going to pick up money from every section in the club. We gonna leave out with more than the strippers.
We're going to get us a pack of backwoods tonight. Dead ass. That's tragic.
It is very tragic. What else is on your list of topics, Miss?
Are you looking at my... You looking... Okay, so I have something called, like, the wait what? Moments of the day. So basically, I just find like some bizarre shit, and I'd be like, "What?" So I found out like this lady, she from Australia. All right. And
first of all, Australia's already fucked up. I don't know if y'all seen the animals that reside in Australia.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all seen the spiders that live in Australia?
Yeah,
I've seen a video.
You talking about they as big as
that?
Yeah,
they're the biggest that nigga.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Australian spiders speak Australian. They. talk like a motherfucker.
No, exactly.
And kangaroos will drag your ass in the water. Did you know that shit?
No, I didn't know that.
The kangaroos will drag you. They
box
will
your ass.
Yeah,
I've seen them fight.
Not only do they fight, they will wait in the water and drag your ass in if you get too close.
Wild animals.
In the water, though?
The water.
They don't drown. Even like...
No, they'll be in standing up. But yes, they will drown you.
Oh, wow.
Kangaroos.
On purpose?
Yes, kangaroos are fucking murderers. You know what else? You know what animal had the greatest propaganda growing up when we was little?
So fucking good.
No, fucking hippos. We didn't know hippos was this dangerous until we got older.
They kill the most humans.
Hippos kill more than any animal
on
Earth.
Why are those humans out there with them?
They're in fucking Africa.
Wild, Africa and shit. But they kill the most humans of
any
animal.
They kill humans for fun. Fucking human.
I'm sorry.
Like, eat them or like
I don't just be
them.
They don't
even eat.
Hippos.
They don't even eat. They just bite them. They just fucking kill them.
I mean, why are you that close to a hippo is what I'm asking.
Hippos be close to you. They say, fuck you, human. I'm about to kill you.
Humans.
Yes.
I don't believe this.
Google it.
Damn. Why they on
that? I don't know. Why are these humans out there with the hippos?
Them fat.
Them white people.
I want a pet monkey.
They was trying to take a picture, and they was like, fuck you, and bust they ass with a leg, and
hey,
it was a wrap. Boop.
But I'm sorry, I just got excited talking about dangerous animals.
No, that's
Australia,
crazy.
The lady from Australia.
You just got...
Yeah, them facts though. I gotta know that. I gotta write that down.
Yeah,
I gotta tell my kids about that shit.
Tell your kids.
Stay away from hippos.
Yeah.
Stay away from hippos.
They
I'm sorry.
Real deal stuff.
Cause we play hungry hippo all the time. I'm throwing that shit in the trash now. Fuck this game. What
they hungry.
They hungry, alright.
Not a funny part, but
that shit makes sense.
The lady from Australia, what was up with her?
Okay, so this lady from Australia, right? She was noticing some shit that just was off, like in her house. So she would go to work, and she would come home, and she would notice like her air conditioner would be off, and like she would have chicken nuggets on the table. She got kids, but they're like three. And she's like, "What the fuck? Like, what the fuck going on?" Well, come to find out, her security system was down, and she found out that a man has been living in her attic for months.
Wow. They make movies about that.
What? That's a wait. What? You had a nigga living in your attic? So listen.
Eating her chicken nuggets.
Eating her chicken nuggets.
You not paying attention to shit. That's what I say. Ain't no way in hell a nigga
huge.
Can be living in my house.
I'm trying to think, like
their house must be huge.
How can you have somebody living in your attic for months?
I know this shit. I know if I ain't put these fucking chicken nuggets right here.
But that's when she started noticing. It's like Bruh Man from Fifth Floor. When he came down and when they was gone and he came in and did what he had to do.
Man,
it was
that nigga
the same
probably
exact
was like,
shit.
Man, Shawty know I'm here at this point.
Shit, she about to let me be.
What? Lord. It's this beat stuff for me.
He said, "Shut it down, this bitch."
Yes, she said it was a couple things that was a little off. One day she came home, her air conditioner was off. She brushed it off. One day
it
she
was
came
cold.
Home.
Wow.
But they in Australia.
This bitch tripping.
One day she right. One day she came home. She had chicken nuggets on the table. She like, okay, now something ain't right. So then she started searching. Next thing you know, she said she looked up. The attic door was open. She said, "What the fuck?" Called the police. Sure enough, a nigga been up there for months, chilling in the crib, eating a damn food. And she got kids. She had kids. That nigga would have died.
Do you got kids?
Yes, I have a 3-year-old daughter. That nigga would have been dead.
You would have killed that nigga, Everest?
I got to.
You in my house.
Money movie would have killed him.
It would have never lasted that long. You wouldn't have lasted a day in my crib.
Right, like, Shorty, what are you doing? Like,
they got to get some cameras.
Man, you gotta get some common damn sense.
But they gotta get some cameras
but,
right
But
now.
I know the nigga would have lasted my shit. I don't like a lot of noise. So my shit be quiet.
I hate noise.
My shit would have been quiet anyway.
As soon as you heard something.
It's to the point, if I'm working, I'm watching the TV on mute.
I do that.
It don't be no sound.
I don't be working. I just do that.
So I would have heard.
You watch TV on mute?
Yes.
I don't know why.
Why
I just hate
unnecessary noise. Because a lot of times I'm watching sports, and I don't need commentary.
You don't
want
to cut TV off when you go to sleep.
I don't cut the TV off when I go to sleep.
I do. I like to sleep.
Why? Y'all scared?
That's because you're a psychopath.
I fucking
oh, what'd she say?
She sleeps
like
pitch dark and pitch silent.
I sleep in the dark, too.
Psycho.
What noise do you need while you're sleeping?
I don't
that
like to.
That shit annoying. And that bright-ass light.
So I had to have that on. When I was younger, I was scared. I'm scared of the dark. I ain't gonna lie.
Well, there it is.
Fucking pussy.
I am that. I am that. But it's literally me and it's my daughter. And I got to hear just a little bit. Just a little something just to, I can't just hear nothing. That shit's scary as fuck to me. I ain't gonna lie. Maybe I have a problem. Maybe I do.
You talking about
but
this.
But that's who I am. No, I think it's more people who sleep with noise than people who don't.
I love y'all silence. Weird.
Or light.
Did y'all
or
watch
something.
Keisha Cole and...
Keisha Cole and Ashanti. Mm-hmm. She was whack.
Let me take a shot.
Yeah. I waited. How long did we wait for
an
that?
Hour.
An hour and 20 minutes.
Not yep. even. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about from when they first announced it.
It was like, no. It was announced December 8th.
What? No.
No, that was supposed to be the first day.
December 8th.
Then they postponed it twice, right?
God damn it.
Because Keisha got the COVID.
For y'all
Ashanti
got the COVID.
Got the COVID.
Uh-huh. For y'all to be postponing stuff, I needed it.
I was over it.
My adrenaline to be rushing like when Gucci said something about smoking on Pookie Loke. I needed to feel that same energy.
No, I feel that.
To be waiting that long.
Shit.
Keisha came in with an attitude.
Not beeping. I'm just saying. I need to be excited about it.
Keisha was mad.
That was
Ashanti was trying to sing
live. Was Keisha mad?
Keisha was mad as a motherfucker. Keisha, when she walked in,
she was irritated about something. But I also feel like that's her regular demeanor.
No, she has said she was irritated because, well, I take that back. Her DJ said that she was irritated because she was on time. Mm-hmm. They said she was on time, but her image, every time she saw herself, it was blurry. Like she had no connection. So she was like, I'm not getting on there until y'all fix it because I don't even look like myself. So they said that they were trying to fix it, and she was like, fuck it. I'm going to wait until y'all get that shit together. So when she walked on there, she had already had an attitude.
I'm surprised they even did it like that. Why they didn't do it?
It was
because of COVID.
I agree with her. Why
COVID.
Were they sitting down so close to the
sponsors? You see that strategic,
they were trying to do something different.
That strategically placed Doritos bag in the back?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Doritos got that bag.
Keisha Cole said that she did not get paid for Ciroc. And Ashanti did get paid for Ciroc. So she like, why the fuck is Ciroc in my shit? And I ain't getting
like
no check.
And Ashanti like, well, I got a check. Problem, but I don't want that above me since I didn't get paid.
Oh, that bottle would have been goddamn flipped.
Yeah. That's why when they were doing their shout outs.
We about to pour this shit in some unnamed cups.
Yeah.
Some empty
because
cups.
Because that was half my promo. So send Keisha a check. I agree with her with that.
Yeah. But who do y'all think need to be the next Versus?
No damn body. We need to take a break from that.
Who needs to be the next Versus?
Soulja Boy and Bow Wow.
I don't know about Soulja Boy and Bow Wow.
Soulja Boy and Romeo.
Yeah.
What? Name five Romeo songs right now. Name five Romeo songs right now.
How about like, who is it?
Hold
on. Nah, that ain't gonna work. B2K and what's the other group?
B5?
Yeah, B5.
No.
Name five B5 songs.
I ain't got to.
No, B2K and Pretty Ricky, right?
I would do that.
Okay.
I would do that.
Okay.
I would say Pretty Ricky.
I would do that for sure.
Yeah, I watched it.
Chris Brown and Usher.
Why we ain't got... We need Chris Brown in the Versus immediately.
But who he go against?
Drake.
He gotta go against...
He ain't going against Drake. That's some cap. Drake needs to go against Kanye. Drake and Kanye. How about that?
Jesus.
Drake and Kanye. Who will win out of Chris Brown and Drake?
Drake
is undefeatable.
No, that's why I said Drake and Kanye West.
Drake and Lil Wayne.
Drake has been on the chart since he came out.
Yeah.
Never left.
Yeah, Drake and Lil Wayne.
Did you see that Swiss and Timbaland was talking about having a Tupac and Biggie?
I think they should
versus.
Do that.
That's actually
like somebody from their estate coming and do the shit.
Yeah. Well, they said that they were gonna host it.
Who?
That's what they said.
The Ghost,
Swiss and Timbaland. They were gonna like Timbaland was gonna do one, and Swiss was gonna do the other one.
Let Biggie daughter come out and do that shit, and let somebody from Tupac team come out.
Yeah.
And do that shit.
Well, they said that they were talking about it. That
it was
in the works or whatever, which is cool.
Who would go against Jay-Z? Nas and Jay-Z.
Name five Nas songs.
Running up on me like that.
I was gonna say they let Nas down.
Ha! I just figured they were the same.
What do you know? That's the food.
But who would go against Jay-Z though?
That's
Beyonce.
What I'm saying.
His wife.
Yeah, exactly.
The Carters.
Because I don't know.
The Carters versus.
Girl, that has so many views.
That would break the internet.
That dead ass broke
the internet.
The verses would have
shut down before you.
But at some point, the verses got to end. Yeah, like, I feel like it should. We take a little nap after the pro because they're doing one for the NFL. I think that need to be it.
Hold on, what?
For the NFL? They're doing a highlights version of the verses.
What?
Like plays, like NFL plays.
NFL plays. Which play?
Like players.
Okay, players.
Yeah, like players. Like which best, one? Like players' best players of the season.
Oh wow, I would actually like watch that. But not like NFL. NBA.
As a sports nigga, I would watch it.
When I would watch that. I would definitely watch that. For sure.
I ain't watched too many of them. Bro.
What was the best one that you've seen?
The only one I watched was the Gucci and Jeezy.
That was the pinnacle, though.
That was the only
thing I watched. I watched some of Monica and Brandy.
I had to see that shit.
Mm-hmm. Monica Brandy was
that was cool. The Gucci Jeezy was like, it didn't get, I don't think it's gotten higher than that.
Yeah.
That was
because it was literally verses. I think at one point, everybody thought, like, yo, these niggas about to, somebody about to die.
Somebody finna kill. But what was even crazier is that they had an after party together.
Yeah.
And I worked it.
What was that?
I was working
compound?
Yes, I was there.
Money talks.
And they had them right next. I swear to God, I thought they was going to have Jeezy over here and Gucci all the way over there. But they dead ass had these
niggas
right
next to each other. Who do y'all feel like was wrong in that situation? Because people was... Why?
Because, nigga, we grown. Like, stop trying to make this shit
a beef. Like, who look like a hoe at the end of the night?
Don't say Jeezy look like a hoe. But let's just be honest, y'all. Let's just be real. Like, we're adults here. Like, mm-hmm. Does it, that whole shit, like.
You look lame.
That shit don't matter. I'm telling you right now, I'm older. I'm more mature. If a bitch I had beef with back in the day try to come at me on some shit, I'm going to look at her
I
like.
I think we're missing something.
That nigga, if she killed your homegirl. If she kills her own girl.
It's not even about that.
It is about that.
No, this is my thing.
I feel all that.
Gucci. If you put a hit out on me, since we could be 55, I'm on your ass.
I feel that.
Especially if I survive that motherfucker.
I'm on your ass.
And I killed a shooter.
I gotta be.
I know Jeezy looked like a hoe.
Okay, that's it. That's it. And Gucci just got the Ivy Park
and
snow.
Gucci,
and Gucci was
on
him the whole
And Gucci was
versus.
On that. Like, I'm
Gucci
on that.
Stood up the whole time. I'm you don't that. Let another man hover over you. When
he
y'all got
walked,
smoked.
When he walked in, he said,
he didn't
fuck
sit
all
down
this
not
shit.
One time facts.
What was the first
he
song
was,
he played?
He was doing
the
what he was
The first song he played,
to
this
do.
Is the Gucci. He said, this is the Jeezy Gucci versus.
He was doing what he was from? I'm from Kendler, but he was doing what he was supposed to do. I'm not sitting
this
down.
This is round
nigga,
one,
you
Gucci
you
man
put a hit
versus
out on me,
Jesus.
Period.
Yeah, you put a hit out on me because you killed my nigga.
Yes, and I won. I killed that nigga.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But another nigga who
Jeezy at least supposed to even the odds when we did that shit.
What I'm saying is Jeezy can't say shit because that nigga, if he say anything, that nigga going to jail. Fuck you talking about. Gucci, he beat his case already. So he could talk all the shit he wants to. Jeezy can't do that
and you know,
shit.
And you know what? Jeezy took another loss because right after that shit, he dropped his album and it flopped.
It flopped. But that's what that whole shit was for anyway.
And it didn't work.
It
so
didn't
you took
work.
An L in front of the world
in
and
the
album
world.
Flopped. You took two
No,
L's.
He didn't take an L because he went up there in front of and he went up there in his city and went with, and he sat next to another nigga who ain't fuck with. So niggas respected him for that. And me, personally, I respected him for that. I respected both of them for that because I done lost family members off of like just fucking violence and shit. You know what I'm saying? Beef. And shit. So the fact that I seen both of them up there, I felt good about it because it's like, damn, niggas like my brothers and shit, like young niggas, look at that shit like, damn, like we can really change this shit. That's what I'm looking at. I'm looking at like how niggas can make a change for these niggas coming up. And
is that shit gonna end rap beef though? Is like, cause niggas like, we was talking about this shit before the shit started. Niggas like to blame rap music for a lot of shit going on, like the violence and shit. Niggas is still gonna be killing niggas.
That's true. But you don't ever take away from the influence that you can do. Niggas gonna always do that. But niggas always gonna make a change. So, most niggas might still wanna kill you. But what about that 2% that's like, damn, let me flip my shit. You gotta always remember that.
But 98% still wanna kill me.
It don't matter. You still gotta help. Just like...
It was cute. It was cute.
I thought it was what he should say.
How he flipped that shit into his next song. That was cute.
I thought it was very cute for his age group. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now he back on the ground making kissy faces with his wife.
That's what it is. It is what it is. What I'm saying is don't take away from that little percent that you make a difference from. Because that's just like when you're
sticking up for Snow Globe.
I'm sticking up for just the change in general because I want to change. Because I done lost my brother to my younger brother to fucking violence and beefing and shit like that. So to see two people who beefing, killing each other and shit to come together, that can make a difference for somebody. Not everybody. We ain't saying change the world, but at least change a little percentage. If somebody in the hood seen that shit and was like, damn, it could change one person, that could save one person's life. That's all I'm saying.
I think that was a good Jeezy speech. Even that one.
Now I'm a motherfucking G, don't get it twisted. What the fuck you talking about? But what I'm saying is I respected that shit. That's
Are you forgiving someone that put a hit out on you? Of course not.
She know what she did.
Yeah, that shit did.
Money Moo, what's up, man?
Cool.
This hit the remix is hitting.
Hey, yeah, for sure. For sure.
Moneybagg, yo, Fujian on that motherfucker.
Team.
What's next for Money Moon 2021, man? You already got some great endorsements moving forward. We got to get this shit playing in the Falcon Stadium this upcoming season.
Yeah, we definitely do. We need to do that for real.
Yeah.
We definitely off the blank. Yeah, somebody put that together.
I'm going to push it.
A lot more shit coming, man. A lot more heat projects. You could expect the project coming soon. Feel me? A lot more visuals. A lot of heat, a lot of flavor. That will come.
Okay, where you from?
I'm from here. I'm from the east side.
Okay.
Right. I'm from the east side of Atlanta.
So how much of that influenced your music growing up? I feel like niggas like, it's really hard to pick which side of Atlanta has brought the most to the music industry. Because everybody got somebody. What you saying? The east side?
Who brought the most? I don't know if I can say the east side brought the most, but...
You could say that because every side.
I mean, you can't say that.
The West Side, the West Side got T.I.
Right, name East and
the
West.
The East Side got Future, Gucci.
I mean, let's start from the beginning.
Yeah, that's what
Savage. The South Side got Outkast, okay. Thug, Ludacris.
Let's start from the beginning of
yeah,
Outkast.
Let's go all the way back.
Ooh, you know, some of the people that put the South on the map.
Yeah, y'all got some. Y'all, Atlanta got some motherfuckers. Okay?
Every side of Atlanta has brought something.
But no matter
crucial.
What side, Atlanta is talking that shit.
Atlanta got some motherfuckers.
That's what it
said. Like, that's it.
Yeah.
So it don't even matter.
Exactly. It don't even matter what side. They coming. This way, this way, that way. They coming.
Full of talent.
Shit.
No, that's for sure.
And the next stop, the east side, is Big Homie Money Move. Believe that.
No, for
Let's
sure.
Let's get it.
We did.
For sure. Going hard for the east.
So we got any potential dates of some new music?
Dates, nah, but you could expect some new music coming though, like either the end of February or early March.
Gotcha.
For sure.
That springtime, summer.
Might even catch a little something before that, right?
Yeah.
I might draw something down, yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Man, we definitely waiting on that shit, man. We got to keep the fans in tune with what's going on, man.
For sure.
Got to keep them hot, man.
Thanks.
Hey, man, shit. This is episode 48 of the Big Homies House. We got all the homies in the building. Big Homie JoJo. Big Homie Empress. Big Homie Money Moo.
No, for sure.
Big Homie Red in the cut like a motherfucker, you dig? Hey, man, that's episode 48. Big Homies House is up.